Guys, did you hear about this conspiracy theory about San Francisco?
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey there, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Monday, November 20th, 2023. How are you doing, everybody? I hope everybody is doing well. And I hope you are well slept. That's very important. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on, sweetheart. Happy birthday. Guys, there's a celebrity that I follow on social media. I follow a fair amount of them. But this one really surprised me. James Woods, he retweeted this conspiracy theory. And I had already posted and debunked the conspiracy theories. You see, there are people on TikTok saying whatever they want, and people just automatically believe it. If they play some spooky music and videotape themselves in front of a black background and shoot in black and white, that's supposed to make them an expert. Did you hear about this San Francisco conspiracy theory? Ridiculous. Now, this San Francisco conspiracy theory, and I brought up James Wood because I've respected him, and he helped us out in the Tenderloin by retweeting some shenanigans back at the start of the quarantine lockdown crap. So I consider him a friend. I was really surprised that he believed it. Now, these fools are saying that people in white vans were driving around San Francisco picking up the homeless, and all the homeless disappeared overnight for APEC, Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. Guys, ain't nobody picking up the homeless in white vans. They did not all disappear overnight for APEC. If you've listened to this show, you know, you already know that's a lie, because that is what my platform is all about, demystifying the dystopia. And I would be the first one saying, hooray, they rounded up the junkies, which is what the problem in San Francisco really is, mentally ill drug addicts. They rounded up the junkies and took them someplace. Well, guys, that didn't happen. There is no conspiracy theory. See, the thing about San Francisco, you have a lot of people that they're even as pretentious and phony as the people who live here, but they're even worse. Excuse me, Stevie, what? Guys, did you hear this? Did you hear this whining, beautiful cat named Stevie Wonderful? Oh my goodness, he has a beautiful voice. The point I'm making is all these people who have never stepped foot in San Francisco are experts, and that annoys me, because if you want to know San Francisco so tough, why does the people go to New York? They go to Washington, D.C. They go to Miami. Nobody comes out to San Francisco except the billionaires and the dictators. You notice that? Regular people aren't coming out here, but they sure are pontificating on social media as though they know everything happening out here. I find that annoying. No, there is no conspiracy theory. No, they didn't take the junkies anywhere. Granted, some of them accepted shelter. San Francisco has a pitiful amount of shelter for the many thousands of junkies on the sidewalk. Maybe 100, 200 people were put into homeless shelters. That's just a minuscule drop in a bucket, folks. A very small amount took a bus ticket. It's called Outward Bound, where you can say, San Francisco's too much for me, and get the hell up, take a bus ticket and leave. Some did that. And when I'm bringing this up is they did a tremendous sweep for APEC. They had communist style fences. They had roadblocks. I went down to see it for myself downtown. They made sure to sweep the most irrational and crazy junkies from that area where the billionaires, the dictators, the politicians and their cohorts were partying, which is why I criticize it. But there's no conspiracy. They didn't take them anywhere. As a matter of fact, when I went down there, I did see some of the nuts. They were down there and they were getting shut down, especially in front of Trader Joe's. So there, in San Francisco, there's always going to be some junkies on the street. But it was a high level of police, high level of security, high level of sheriff. I've never seen anything like it. And I really wanted to stand beneath this big laser beam. They shot a laser beam from one end of Market Street to the other. And I stood underneath this laser beam. Guys, the energy was heavy. It was like voodoo. It was like a big movie set. I wanted to go down there and see what it was like. It was like a big movie set. There is no conspiracy. They didn't take the junkies anywhere. In fact, AIPAC is over. AIPAC is over, guys. All that for nothing. The billionaires are gone home. The dictators are gone back to China. The Chinese people who are protesting are gone back to wherever the heck they came from. And this is the season that you should really be getting a good sleep. I have been getting really good sleep lately, and it is difference between night and day. I have to admit, I have been underslept consistently for a while, and I'm catching up on my sleep. It's the sweetest feeling to catch up on your sleep. It just feels fabulous to catch up on your sleep. And I want to also say, this is a holiday, so remember the people that show you love, and remember the people who are too busy for you. Remember the people who don't get back to you when they say they will. Remember the people who flake on you. Remember the people who ghost on you. Do not give anybody gifts who treats you like crap just because it's a holiday. That would be being a phony. My philosophy for the holidays is I treat people consistent throughout the year. I'm not going to play Santa Claus and bring up a big gift bag. I don't necessarily believe in what American Christmas is about. And those of you who have children, teach your children to say thank you, because their mamas didn't teach them how to say thank you. And I wasn't going to be feeling like a sucker or a surrogate male, because Black America is a fatherless community. And you've got the aunties, the cousins, the older women sending everybody gifts. And a lot of them are underappreciated. So whoever you are, whatever your culture is, just give people love that give you love. Reciprocate love. Don't be a sucker. Don't bankrupt yourself with this silly American Christmas holiday, guys. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday. I look forward to Thanksgiving because that's the eating, that's the gravy holiday. That's the potatoes holiday. That's the pie and cake holiday. It's a great eating holiday. So I look forward to getting my eating on Thursday, the 24th of November, which is Thanksgiving. So that's it for Monday, November 20th, 2023. There is no conspiracy. There is no white vans. They didn't, all the homeless people didn't disappear overnight. Ludicrous. Completely ludicrous. And again, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing, guys. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.